it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This thing is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Sunday evening. Yes, the weather has been lovely for a change, finally, if you're in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, because I don't know about you, but I am so over the mother effing snow.
I'm with you. So with you.
Yeah, and by the way, we got my buddy Wally in the studio. Say what's up, Wally.
What's up, fine people out there in the free world?
Yes, in the free world. Well, if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. I'm so happy that you are here, because here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be ugly. And if you want to see some ugly dating stories, go on thisdateisover.com, because that's where we post our bad date stories. I know I'm not the only one out there that's been on a bad date. So in case you've been on a bad date, go ahead to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories and relationship tidbits. We don't post names, just situations. No names, just situations. So run over there to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories. Well, I don't know about you, but I had a pretty darn good weekend. Let's see, what did I do? I'm actually kind of sore, and I could not figure out why I was sore.
What?
And I realized I'm out of shape.
I was sore?
Yes. I, on Friday night, I went out with my line sister to a twerk, pop, and tease class.
Oh, that sounds so swell.
Right. And it helped me to realize that I do not have enough booty to twerk. So I was disappointed that I wasn't able to make my butt jiggle like some of the other ladies in the class.
Oh, okay.
But my thighs definitely got to work out. And they still burn a little bit. And I realized that I'm out of shape.
Where was it held at?
It was in Fort Washington, Maryland.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was in a studio out
clappers,
there.
Clappers.
Yeah, but I'm not a clapper. So sorry, fellas. I can't help you on the backside. Maybe more on the front. On the backside, I don't know. Sorry to disappoint you. But what did you, how was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was good. I went out. I went to Bus Boys and Port.
Shrimp and Grits.
Yeah, Shrimp and Grits. It was nice. Other than that, everything was cool. Everything was copacetic.
Yes, and we also went to check out the spot where we are having the next event for thisdateisover.com.
Yeah, say the event now. Get it together now.
It's the Brunchin. I call it the Brunchin, but it's called the Love Experience. It's a discussion series, and it's our first one, the kickoff. And the discussion is, why am I still single? That's what the topic of discussion is for our first Love Experience event series. So get your tickets. They go on sale tonight at midnight. Go to stillsingle.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets. It's going to be in D.C. at the 201 Bar. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to include a brunch buffet with unlimited mimosas, a lively debate, and we're going to have some professional, you know, expert advice. It's not coming from me because I ain't no expert. But
oh, stop lying about yourself,
but
Ms.
we
Marie.
Are going to have some great people on the panel, so make sure you get your tickets because space is limited. Like I said before, tickets go on sale on tomorrow, or actually tonight, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
at midnight.
There you go.
stillsingle.eventbrite.com. So get your tickets, come, you know, dressed to impress, and get your grub on and get your chit chat on. And you might just get a date, you know, network. You might meet somebody that's single, mad that they still single. Y'all mad together. Y'all can just get it together and fall madly in love. But I digress.
That was put so delicately and so great.
Yes.
I want to say swell. I'm trying to stop saying that word.
I do what I can for the people.
You sure do.
But tonight's topic, social media. That's what we're talking about tonight. Social media. What are the rules of engagement for social media when you're in a relationship or dating? You know, what are those rules of engagement for social media? So let us know. The number to reach us in the studio is 301 561-560-6992-301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. You can also post your feedback on the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Once again, the number is 301-560-6992. And we are talking about social media. What are the social media rules of engagement when you are in a relationship, dating, or just period in general? Let us know. Get in on tonight's topic, but we're going to get into some music first. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Baby girl, me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. 'Cause girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side. Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna give to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yeah, babe.
I wanna give my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life.
Your life.
I wanna be
always here by your side.
Girl, don't you know?
Look down at your phone. You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Got my buddy Wally in the studio. Say what's up, Wally.
What's up, Wally?
Shut up. Shut up. And you just heard music from Music Soul Child. I gave you a Music Soul Child double play. Started off with Baby Girl. And right after that was my favorite song by Music. And he wrote it for me.
He really did?
I think so. The song is called Beautiful. So in my mind, he was talking to me.
You okay? You swell though.
I'm okay. I'm better than okay, honey.
I'm messing with you.
But I love that song with Music Soul Child. The song is beautiful. That's a lovely song. Fellas, you can just print the lyrics out and send it to your lady and she would be goo goo gaga all over that for you. So anyways, tonight we are talking about social media. What are the social media rules of engagement? Because, you know, social media, everybody and their mother, literally. Both of my parents are on social media.
Uh-huh.
So whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, social media is just, it's everywhere you go.
It's
and
true.
If you ain't on social media, you ain't nowhere.
Exactly.
Nowadays, especially if you have a business or some type of extracurricular activity that you want to publicize, you have to be on social media, on the internet some way, somehow. So it's just a part of life. And of course, it leads to a lot of downfalls of
sure
relationships. It's a lot of people getting in trouble, getting caught out there because of social media. So, like I said, what are the social media rules of engagement? How should one behave and conduct themselves while in a relationship while also being on social media? So, what are some do's and don'ts, Wally?
All right, the do's are, one thing is be careful in terms of if you are staying with your significant other and you are, you know, chatting or messaging individuals out there. Be careful how you keep that open or not, because that can get caught up. And so basically,
be careful they keep their page open. Or what do you mean by that?
Well, no, you know, don't leave their page open. Like if you're on your laptop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're on your name or you know your username or mm-hmm. whatnot. And even with all the cookies and you know what I mean, cookies. That means in terms of you know keeping your say you log you X out of Facebook or Instagram or whatever. If that person goes on Facebook. Your information is still pulled up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you log out. Make sure you
now,
log out.
I want to say something else. Before even the conversation period, if this is a conversation that you would not have in the presence of your significant other, perhaps you should not be having it on social media with somebody else.
No, I agree with you. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be loyal. All I'm saying, if you're doing dirt, I'm going to say if you are doing dirt on social media, be careful in terms of
I don't even want to give people that's doing dirt any advice whatsoever. That's just me. I don't give a damn about giving somebody some advice about doing dirt. I'm talking about like, so you don't get into trouble if you're not doing dirt. Like, don't even tread, you know, on that fine line.
Well, all you can do is be yourself. I mean, if you're on social media.
But everybody's not being themselves. Well, so in the same time, some people are being themselves. You know that you are a freak. Maybe you should be in a relationship if you're going to be sending out all these freaky messages on social media.
Okay, yeah,
but,
you shouldn't be doing that.
But I'm saying, like, people need to be mindful of their behaviors, how they conduct themselves on social media. So what are some things that they should and should not do?
All right, what they shouldn't do is, let's be real, shouldn't be. If you're a dude, you shouldn't be chatting it up with, like, 80 different females on any social media. So unless you know that person, you know, for a while or whatnot, if it's somebody new, you're friending people who you probably met through social media, don't do that. That's a don't. Don't friend people you don't know on social media or follow or whatnot. That you have an in-depth conversation, because that could be interpreted in a different way by your significant other.
But, okay, This Date Is Over is my account.
Yeah.
And I follow people. All kinds of people.
But
should I not follow certain people because of how it's going to look? Or what should I do in that case if I just so happen to get into a relationship?
Well, also, I'm going to backtrack too in one aspect. It also is going to depend on your partner. So obviously, you'll talk to your partner and whatnot and see how that person's affected by, you know, your interactions with certain people on social media. But to me, first things first, don't go out there being thirsty, liking certain pictures, you know, things of that sort, because your significant other is going to think, okay, why are you all up on that individual's page?
Right.
You
so
know what I mean,
fellas, especially, look but don't touch.
Yeah, don't.
So
yeah.
You can look and admire this chick's picture,
yeah,
but don't be liking on that stuff because people can see your like history.
Yeah.
People can see your common history.
I noticed that, yes.
They can see that stuff. Like, I've seen people, like, on Facebook, apparently, like, certain comments that you leave or, like, certain pages that you like. I've seen, like, porn stuff come up on my timeline because, hey, so-and-so XYZ Johnson likes, you know, chicks with blanks. So it shows up on my timeline that he likes all these half-naked
pictures. You can't block that?
I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't know. But it shows up that this person likes, you know, this type of group or this type of lifestyle that you wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't readily advertise. But they thinking they just liking something, or they think they're leaving a comment for somebody that nobody can see. Like, you know, saying like, oh, this chick, you know, you are so sexy. I wish my wife looked like you. And yeah, and everybody on Facebook can see that. You said that you wish your wife looked like this chick here.
But there's no privacy act within that, though.
Privacy? Yeah, on social media? Really?
I thought you could be like, you could make it private. To
privacy.
Come, like,
that's another thing, people. Please don't think that what you put on social media is really going to be private. Even if it's a note or a private message, it ain't private.
Okay, in that regard, yes.
Nothing's private nowadays.
That's true.
I mean, even if you put it on blast on public, nothing is really private these days.
But what's your dose then?
Like you said before, be mindful of your interaction. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to a relationship, I think you all need to have a conversation about your expectations. Now, social media is something that we don't necessarily think about. It's not something that I really think about either. Dating somebody, I don't think of, you know, what should I say or how should I behave differently on social media. But that's something that I think a lot of people need to be more cognizant of, you know, be more aware of what might be interpreted a certain way, or just have that conversation. If you guys aren't already friends on social media, because eventually if you want to get in a relationship with that person, they're going to want to follow you. They're going to want to be your friend on social media. So if they see some things that are a little sketchy, you guys will need to address that early, you know, sooner rather than later.
I have a thought about that in terms of, relationships. I kind of think I'm now leaning to the side of maybe partners shouldn't be friends or follow each other on for social media.
That almost seems like you have something to hide.
No, I just think things can be interpreted incorrectly.
But why can you follow Joe Blow, Christina, so and so on social media? And we can be friends, and that you can be friends with her, but you can't be friends with your own woman. That to me communicates the wrong message.
I know what you're going. I know where you're coming from, but at the same time, I've been in a situation where things have been, you know, have been, people have assumed certain things that are incorrect. And like, just because somebody has a comment on every status that you have, that's like interpreted, okay, that person's trying to get you and this, that, and the other. And that annoys me because that can be like a long time friend or this, that, and the other. You don't know the situation, but you're assuming that I'm doing this, that, and the other. So
that sounds like you need to reevaluate the person that you are with.
Yeah.
Because if they are getting that bent out of shape over somebody commenting.
But that's common, though. Unfortunately, that's very common.
Yeah. But it depends on the nature of the comments, too. So let's say you're in a relationship with somebody and she posts a picture of herself in a dress. Mm-hmm. And she got like 45 dudes like, man, you are so sexy, man. You are sexy. That is one sexy dress. You look so sexy. I would love to see more you in dresses or you in a bikini. Like, how do you want her to respond to that? Is that going to bother you that she has all these men commenting on her page?
It wouldn't bother me. Me personally, it would bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I'm going home with it. So it doesn't bother me.
But those comments can lead to private conversations.
That's true. But it doesn't bother me because I can only go off what I know. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have time to worry about that other stuff. That's just me. You're just speaking of me. But I'm just saying, I've been in situations. I've seen situations where because of whatever, somebody may be commenting on someone's status all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's now interpreted, okay, this person's trying to get at you. This person is thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And now your significant other's like, okay, well, you need to check that person and let her know that, you know, that you're in a relationship. But you're thinking to yourself like, hey, it's not that serious. There's nothing even sexually. We're not speaking of anything sexual anyway within our conversations. So I've been in that situation. I've seen that situation. I mean, I just think social media in relationships has gone like overboard anyway. Like,
how?
Because
I mean, think about it. With social media, it's a window to your life. And you're connected to people that you wouldn't readily be connected with on a daily basis. Like, they have a window into your life. You might have, you know, some of your exes on there, people that had crushes on you in high school, college, what have you. They're all there, and they all are looking into everything that you post. So over time, somebody might build up the courage to hit you up and say, hey, you know what? I've always liked you. How about we do this? But you're like, well, I'm in a relationship. You're like, well, it don't seem like you're happy because you always posting stuff about, you know, you had a bad day. and it don't seem like she really doing anything for you. She ain't cooking for you. Whenever I see you post pictures, you're not with anybody. So how would I know that you had a girlfriend? But I feel like I can do X, Y, and Z for you because I've always cared for you.
That's thirsty. That's real thirsty.
How is that thirsty?
Because, anytime you have to badmouth somebody to get you over, you're thirsty. Like, if you say, I'm in a relationship, you're in a relationship. Why would someone have to add 2 cents about, okay, well, I don't think that person's treating you right, this, that, and the other?
Because they're going off of what you see.
But they haven't seen the good, though. They haven't seen you personally with
people,
that person.
People will post. I've seen a lot of chicks who will dog their husbands and men too. On social media and vice versa. I've seen dudes that will dog their chicks out on social media. And then somebody will hit them up saying, like, hey, what's up? They're not doing X, because they don't showcase the positive sides of their relationships. And some of them don't even advertise or publicize that they're in a relationship at all.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of people on social media that I'm like, damn, if I didn't know them personally, I would never know that they were married. I would never think that. You know, because I know somebody that posts, almost everything that this person posts is sexual. You would never think that he had children. You wouldn't even think that he had a wife. I remember he had posted something about his child. They were like, hold up, you got kids? You married? Like, you would never know what, because by the way that he conducts himself on social media, you would never think this dude was in a relationship or had any type of a family. And it's a lot of people like that.
No, I'm just saying, if you have to, like, you can say, okay, are you okay? You're all right, or, you know, things of that sort. But you have to kind of try to sell yourself. If someone tells you you're in a relationship, and now you're trying to sell yourself over that, just saying, okay, well, I've read your post, and, you know, you seem, you know, like you've been dogging your guy. Maybe he's not making you happy, this, that, and the other. I'm thinking that's pretty much, you're trying to, you know, basically jump over. You're pretty much trying to do dirt.
But that's the world we live in. Hello, side chicks and side dudes.
I'm not new. I mean, I'm not.
I can be out on the street and I'll tell somebody I got a man. He can be like, well, can you have friends? It's the same situation. People don't care. It's not different.
Yes, it is.
They're trying to be your friend on social media. They're trying to befriend you and have conversation with you.
That person's telling you, like, your dude ain't doing you right. You know, I've always cared for you.
I've been in public and people are like, well, let me know when your man messes up.
Well, that's stupid.
It's the same thing.
Well, then I agree. I believe in both sides, and it's stupid. On that side, if it's in life, in real life and social media, because to me, social media is not in real life.
Well, it is to some people. People, like I said, it's a window to your life, and people have a lot more access to you than they would, you know, had there been no such thing as social media. Mm. People are able to hit you up and contact you. They can email you or hit you on, the inbox thing, direct messaging.
How do you block that?
All that stuff.
You can't block certain people?
You can block certain people, but I don't know. Some people will find a way to get in contact with you. I remember this one guy that I met years ago. He's actually the brother to this guy that I grew up with, and he hit me up like 15 times on social media. He sent me like 15 friend requests. I'm like, dude, I'm not accepting your request. 15, leave me the hell alone.
15?
Yes. He kept thinking that it was his. He was like, yeah, something's wrong with my Facebook. It keeps blocked. It's a glitch. I was like, no, honey, I'm blocking you. Like, I'm not accepting your friend request. Leave me the hell alone. Like, I'm not interested in talking to you. Yeah.
Did you listen to the show?
I don't care if he does.
Loser.
I don't care if he does. But we got to go to commercial. So give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We're talking about social media. What are the social media rules of engagement when dating or in a relationship or just in general? Once again, the number is 301-560-6992. And we'll be right back after the break.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Searching for the honesty in all that jazz. What are we here for? What are we doing? Last time I checked, thought it was screwing, girl. And when I think of me and you and all the things that we've been through, and going through and stepping back to view the picture, hoping for a brighter day, girl.
Something in the sky, and yeah, somehow we got
This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got special guest Wally in the studio.
Hello, awesome people.
What is up?
What it do? I love Devin. Devin's like that.
Yes, he is like that. Yeah, and we're coming to you live from the IMF Radio Broadcasting Network on rockthefloe.com. Keep in mind, we are here each and every Sunday night for This Date Is Over Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship tidbits. And also, like I said, at midnight, the tickets go on sale. So come to our brunch. Why am I still single? Brunching. It's a discussion series. Series. I said serious? Did I say serious?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what word I just said. Just
I
now.
Don't really know either.
I just made that up.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Series is what I was trying to say. The Love Experience discussion series. And we're going to be talking about why am I still single. So get your tickets. They go on sale at midnight. That's stillsingle.eventbrite.com. I hope to see you there. Maybe you can score yourself a date. Maybe I can get myself a date. Who knows? But I know I'm going to be tearing some food up and chit-chatting and enjoying everybody's company. So once again, it's stillsingle.eventbrite.com. I'm trying to think of what else we got going on.
Hey, we got a lot going on.
We got so much going on.
Oh, you want to talk about the party bus down the road?
Oh, no. We ain't going
to. They ain't ready for it yet.
They ain't ready for that yet. We ain't going to talk about that yet. Because the last party bus, we had a damn good time.
Oh, you remember what I did. You know what I'm saying?
He don't even remember. I remember. I have the evidence, but I'm not going to go there.
Please don't. Don't do that.
Because tonight, we are actually talking about social media, rules of engagement. But before that, let me tell you what music you heard. That was Jill Scott with Crown Royal. Love that song. And right before that was Bilal with Back to Love. But yes, social media rules of engagement. That is what we are talking about tonight. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. So just give us a call, 301-560-6992. Now, going back to social media. Uh-huh. So let me ask you this, Wiley.
Go ahead. Ask away.
How would you feel if every single day your girlfriend was in the company of her ex-boyfriends?
Don't bother me.
You are so full of it.
I'm dead serious. What bothers me?
You are so full of it.
No, I'm real. Because I'm
every day, she
ain't bother me.
She's in the presence of her ex-boyfriends and she's talking about your relationship.
That would
bother
me.
Or she's, you know, showing them pictures of her in a bikini or on their vacation or, you know, her new lipstick and, you know, the butt shots, like she's turned around taking, you know, she's showing them all that. How would you feel about that?
Okay, I'll feel a certain way about that. That's different, though.
But that's what the people are doing on social media. But it's the same situation. Like you're online, you're exposed to everybody.
Yeah.
But many of your exes or your people who are crushing on you, fantasizing about you, and you're taking these pictures, you're making these comments, you're making these statements, you're letting them track everywhere you go. Like, oh, like, you know, they know about your vacation to Peru. They know about the fight that you had with your sister. They know about the fight you had with your significant other. They know that you are, you know, working on getting your third degree in XYZ field of study. They know so much about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what social media is providing us nowadays.
Being on social media, you should never, ever, if there's a situation, if you and your significant other are having issues within the relationship, don't put that on blast on social media. That's one thing. Don't do that because you're now inviting people to be all up in your business. And also, you're inviting some type of hostility within one of your partners. So, for instance, within your partner. So, if you say you have an issue with your dude, and now somebody's co-signing and say, yeah, well, that dude doing you wrong. Now, I'm sure you're friends with your dude, with your significant other, your boyfriend or whatever. Now, that dude is on there. He sees this comment. He's like, okay, wait a minute. Why is this dude talking sideways about me?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're causing friction within this. So two folks that probably don't even know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, to me, you should never.
Oh, that's just Roy. That ain't nothing.
Yeah. And now you downplay. But you're like, hold up. This dude don't know me like that. That's what you're going to start thinking. This dude don't know me
right.
like that. So, now it's like, by putting that out there, you now put in a situation where now you create
You bringing
friction.
Everybody into your business.
Exactly.
And you know, airing out grievances, I say don't do it, but let me tell you this. It cracks me the hell up. I'm not going to lie.
You want them people? You want to train wreck people?
I want those people that will pop some popcorn.
Uh-uh.
And I will watch your status go on and on and on. Because, I mean, first, especially when it comes to, I see people bad mouthing like their child's parent,
yeah.
the other parent.
Okay.
I think that is just the dumbest
thing
ever. First of all, you chose him or her.
Mm-hmm.
So part of that mistake is your selection.
That's true.
So don't go on social media talking about, well, my baby's father ain't this, my baby's mother ain't that. You picked him. You picked her. You decided not to wear a condom. You impregnated this chick. You knew she was a hood rat when you took her home. That's your problem.
Some people kind of flip it on you, though.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
No.
Some people kind of flip it on you.
I don't know how anybody could flip into being a hood rat. You already know the person's a hood rat.
No, that's not. That's actually incorrect.
Oh, please.
No, because people come all nice and be all church-like, and all of a sudden they can kind of flip it on you, and then you kind of
It's ghetto fabulous people in the church, too.
Yeah, but they didn't show you that in the beginning.
Oh, please. You would know that before you lay it down in that bedroom. You would know that when you're picking her up, taking her home, this, that, and the other. You would know that by her pictures on Instagram. You knew that because she could roll a blunt way better than you.
So you going to the extreme.
Like, don't I know, about right? The I know.
They're a milder version than people.
But like I said, when people are on Facebook and social media airing their grievances, it cracks me up. And it's even worse when they're airing their grievances about their significant other, saying like, this person is this and they ain't that. Mm-hmm. And then you go out and you see them together. I'm like, wait a minute. You just said that he was like the worst person and the scum of the earth, and now you are out on a date with him, and I don't know. I mean, well, we all do it. I get it. I mean, I air out my grievances on Facebook all the time, but it's usually about like the other day, because I was pissed off about gas. Like, I'm still upset about it. I'm not over it. I went to go get gas. I went out of my way 5 miles to get gas because my gas buddy app said that the gas was going to be $3.22 or something, like $3.40. Mm-hmm. I get to the gas station, it's $3.68. I was pissed. But anyways, that has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Like, what does that have to do with it? Right?
I'm sorry.
The topic right now.
I'm sorry, but I'm just saying that I was airing out my grievance on Facebook about that, because I said I wanted to kick a trash can because I was so pissed off.
We all do it, though.
Just be mindful of that, airing out your grievances. And like I said, don't do it, but if you do, just tag me in it so I can watch.
And you had cutthroat for real?
So I can watch the foolishness.
You're supposed to bring them together. You're supposed to be like, you're supposed to intervene and be like, okay.
That is not my job to intervene and bring somebody together. No. It depends on the person, because I have relatives who have put out there that their child's parent ain't ish. I'm just like, first of all, why are you putting that on here? Because if you try to get this person for child support, they can bring that stuff up in the court of law and you will not get any money.
That's a very trendy status. That's what I want to say.
That their child's father.
Yeah, or the other way around.
And it's really sad. I said, you chose the dude. So, you know, just pull up your bootstraps, I should say, and do what you got to do to raise your child and stop bad-mouthing this person.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think people,
you knew he was an ain't dude before you hit it, and you knew he was an ain't-ish dude after the fact. So, stop playing yourself and putting that stuff on social media. So,
I hear you.
So, couples. What about couples who share social media accounts?
It's a nice thing.
That's a beautiful thing.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I see it a lot. I see it often. I think the trust is great. People trust each other. I'm like, hey, trust is good. It's a good thing. I can't knock trust.
I can't knock trust either. But does that show that they trust each other, or they have to have an account because they don't trust themselves enough to have their own individual account?
I never looked at it that way. I looked at it always.
Well, think about that, because we got to go to break. Right, okay, so give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear this shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Also got my buddy Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
Hello, hello, hello.
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from A. Marie, one of my favorite songs by her. The song was Can't Let Go. That was off her first album. Do you have it? Probably not.
Probably not.
I'm telling you. That's
she was
like
good back in the day, though. What happened to her?
She got married, and she's still doing her thing behind the scenes, but her first album, the bomb.
Yeah.
Must cop that. But tonight we're talking about the social media rules of engagement. And before the break, I asked, you know, should couples share social media accounts?
I think so. I like the idea of it. For like, especially for a married couple, I think it's something that should be accepted. To the fact that I think it takes away that part of the thirsty folks, you know, trying to send comments, this, that, and the other, because you know that it's a couple. So mm-hmm. you know that that other person's going to see the same thing. So it's like it takes away from that individual who's trying to creep in there and say, okay, well, this person looks all right. Let me try my hand. It 86 all of that. So for a married couple, I think it's okay. If you're in a relationship, I think it's a little extreme, though.
Yeah. But if you're in a relationship and it goes to a marriage, so that means I have to delete my page for us to have a combined page? That's a little awkward to me.
Obviously, that's a discussion those folks had, so they came up with that conclusion. I'm saying, you know what I mean? So if they're willing to do it, I can't knock it. I understand it, and I think it's a way to kind of say, okay, we're unified. This is something that is strong, and nobody's going to break through it.
I mean, and I get it. You know, when I posted the question on social media, oh, Lord, my phone's ringing. Hello. Hold that thought.
Is that a call?
I guess we do. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is David L. on that one.
Hey, David. How you doing?
I'm good.
So tonight we're talking about social media rules of engagement. What did you want to add to the conversation?
Well, I just started tuning in, but based on what I heard you got somewhat already, I mean, for me, when I'm dating any girl now or I'm in some type of relationship with the girl, I mean, I don't even allow them to be friends with me on Facebook and Instagram because it causes too many complications.
See, told you.
Wow.
Told you. I'm with you, Dave.
So you want to keep your social media life separate?
Yes.
I mean, if they're already friends with me on there, that's one thing. But if we're just meeting each other and we don't have no social network connections, there's not going to be any social network connections because it causes too many headaches. You know, they want to spy on your page all day. They want to see who's liking on your wall. They want to know why this girl is liking on every post you got. You know, women have an uncanny ability of IG and Facebook stalking at all hours.
What?
It ain't just women, honey.
Dave, women. I'm with you. I'm so with you. Like, I'm high-fiving air right now. I'm high-fiving air because I'm thinking you're on the other side with me. That's real right now.
So let me get this straight. So if you decide that you're going to be in a committed relationship with somebody, they're not able to follow you on social media? They're not allowed to friend you on social media? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, they can friend me all they like. I'm just not going to accept the request.
Wow. So the other people get to have access to your social media life, but the person that you are with, that you are having sexual relations with, does not get to have that access.
Not at all.
I find that interesting.
Dave, she gets the real life. She gets the real life access, right? The real life.
I just found in my experience that it causes too many complications. I mean, even the women who were already friends on that, I mean, I'm not going to say it's just women because guys do it too. I mean, it goes both ways, but people are just too curious. You know, people just can't help themselves. Even the person that says, like, oh, I don't go through your phone. I'm not the one to be watching you online. They're always the ones that end up doing it anyway. You know, and then they go piss themselves off for no reason because they're reading something too much or they see something they don't like and they let it get under their skin. And then, you know, the two of you have a problem that shouldn't even exist.
Well, damn. I mean, if the person I'm with can't even, you know, if I can't even access them on social media, I might have a problem with that.
Block. Denied.
You block me and you're going to get blocked from the phone, honey. Block me if you want to.
I'm always willing to compromise in a relationship, but for the most part, I mean, that's something. I mean, the last girl I was dating last year, I mean, that was like an upfront discussion we had, and we both agreed on that. You know, she has a bunch of male friends, and I have female friends. Yeah. So it just made life simpler, because, like, why do I want to upset myself seeing guys that's trying to holler at you all day?
Mm-hmm.
And why are you up assault seeing girls that's trying to get at me or message me or whatever it may be when, you know, we both know that we're not really entertaining that, you know, but it's just having the thought in your head, you know, we're all human. It's going to get under your skin just seeing.
Right, and I see it from your perspective. I mean, it goes both ways, but I don't know. Like, if somebody decides, I mean, if I'm with you and you in my bedroom and I can't follow you or you won't friend me on social media, I think I might take it personally. But I hear where you're coming from because it does create some controversy, even if it's something that's just so stupid. Like, somebody said, oh, you look pretty. What the hell he mean you look pretty?
Exactly.
I'm like, sweetie, he's gay. I don't care. What you mean he like your blue shoes?
Terrible.
So, you know, some people do go overboard, but then again, you get to see your partner's true colors too, because perhaps their level of insecurity is that, you know, something that you can't handle. Because I think we all have our own levels of insecurity, but I think social media kind of brings it to the forefront, because I have a relative, I hate to put him out there, but it was so funny to me. His girlfriend posted a picture and a guy was saying like, oh, you look nice, and he was like, hey, she's spoken for.
Yeah,
it's not that serious, my man.
Too territorial.
He got so in his feelings about some dude saying his girlfriend looked nice, and I thought that was the funniest thing.
People get real territorial
on the face of the earth. But yeah, and I get it. So I don't know. I'm both ways. But like I said, if somebody doesn't want to accept me as their friend, and you getting it at night.
But you
might not get
person.
A whiff of the puma.
But you there with
that.
The real person, though. You there with the real person. You ain't with that virtual.
But I'm on social media all the time because of this thisdateisover.com. So I gotta be on social media. So that's
you're doing
just,
for, yeah, you're doing it for business too.
At the end of the day, my woman, if it's really my woman,
exactly.
And you know, we care about each other and we trust each other. I mean, that's a minor and minute thing.
I'm with you.
I don't know. It's not minute to me because, like I said earlier in the show, social media, you give people a window into your life. So if you're posting all kinds of outlandish stuff,
what was going on life before social media though?
Social media, like how did social media become such a intricate part of the relationship?
Because we didn't have as much access. Because you give people access to your life. That's why. 10 years ago, people, when you broke up with somebody, it was like, all right, farewell, so long. Nowadays, when you break up with somebody, like, oh, they on your Facebook page. Oh, we're friends on Facebook. Now they can see each and everything that you're doing. Well, they're following you on Instagram.
My Facebook page.
Huh?
My relationship, my personal life is not ran by my social networks. Like,
sweet.
I don't
yours
let
isn't.
People into personal life like that on my social networks. So, whether I'm in a relationship, not in a relationship, that's something I don't even change on there anymore because it's nobody's business.
Right.
You know, they totally find agree. Out about this and that about it. But my whole people have made it such a. It's become such a.
Yes.
It's become such a part of life that everyone has to post every little thing they're doing in their life online.
Right, that's why people need to have these conversations. it's sad that you have to have a conversation with somebody about what's okay and what's not okay to post. But some people just don't see anything wrong with it. Like I said, I see people post the most outlandish sexual content on Facebook, and I've seen people that I wouldn't even think had a wife, girlfriend, kids, none of that because of stuff that they post. I'm like, wow, you have a woman and you talk like that on social media? I'll be damned. You posting all these naked pictures of other chicks on social media?
I'm always willing to compromise with my girl, but I'm not gonna open that door wide open up front when I know it could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that's that serious to you, like, oh well, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't think we can move forward unless I'm friends with you online. That's different. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna let a whole relationship get washed because you know I'm setting my way of saying, oh well, you can't be my Facebook friend. I mean, that's stupid. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it shouldn't even be a deciding factor. Like,
right.
You know, technology should not rule people's life in that kind of way.
Well, unfortunately, it does because people are getting buck wild. It's not really the technology. It's the people behind the technology because they don't know how to control themselves. You know, people are motivated and influenced by likes and by comments. You know, they feel important. They feel special because somebody said something nice to them that maybe their spouse didn't say to them that day. Maybe somebody's, you know, a listening ear that they can type to because their spouse is working 24/7 to provide for home, but they don't see that. They just like, they want somebody to talk to, and like I said, social media gives that person that access to your life that they normally wouldn't have. So, but thank you so much for your call, Dave. I appreciate it. Make sure you tune in. We're on the air every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, if you're in the D.C. area, like you said, I think you said you're in Maryland, we are having an event on April 26th. So come on out. If you're single, it's called Why Am I Still Single? It's a discussion series and brunch. So check out the website, thisdateisover.com. And we got it all on there. So thanks again for your call.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, sir.
So, yeah, that was cool.
I totally agree with him.
Yeah.
I'm on his
and mind, I get it. Like I said, it goes both ways when it comes to social media. Because technology is something else. You know, people, you know, it's a gift and a curse. That's the same thing I call my boobs, gift and a curse, because, you know.
Really, though?
I know, right?
Like, really? Like, you threw your
I know, right?
Like,
I know. Like, that, just that was...
Just
yeah,
throw them
no,
out there.
It's
okay.
Because
just
I have a hard time finding shirts, but at the same time, they give me drinks. For free
you.
Sometimes
out there,
certain
huh?
places.
Yeah,
but yeah, you. Anyways. I know, right? I know. Watch, I'm going to get a whole bunch of comments about that. Oh, my God. But in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie. I'm coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We're on the air every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. And make sure you check out all the other great programming that we have. Can I speak tonight? New word. Yeah. That we have here on The Flow. You know, Kiva Diva comes on before me. She's from 6 to 8. Love her show. She
She's
has
youngin'.
A lot of great music.
Yes, she does.
On her show.
Yes, she does.
And here on The Flow, you know, they let us play whatever we want to play because we believe in real music. You know, we like to play people who wouldn't necessarily get play on the radio because, you know, it's all, you know, nowadays it's all about money. When you go to commercial radio, it's about money. But on The Flow, it's about substance. That's what we like. Music with substance and just makes you feel good. But anyways, it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And of course, I'm going to be ranting and raving about social media. You know, social media is a beautiful thing to me. I mean, like I said, it's a gift and a curse. You know, it's great because it helps you to promote your business and give people access to the wonderful things that you are doing with your life and you know, career. But at the same time, it can be a curse because people don't know how to conduct themselves and they go on buck wild, ape-ish crazy on social media. So please, people, be mindful of what you are posting and have some type of boundaries. One of the things that a lot of people seem to say when it comes to social media and relationships, like if your partner has an issue with, you know, something on your social media page, or if they want to share a page, or if this, that, and the other, they always want to label that person as insecure. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily do that in all cases. So, you know, don't label a person as insecure because they ask you to modify your behavior on social media. Take their feelings into consideration and be mindful of what you are doing online to make them feel some kind of way, because it could be you that's making them feel insecure. If you're posting pictures of your behind 24/7, that's problematic for your relationship. You don't need to be posting these explicit photos online exposing yourself to the world. So, like I said, be mindful of how you are portraying and projecting yourself on social media. And I know people don't want, they don't like the word change. When we're in relationships, yes, we're going to change, whether we like it or not. You know, you're bringing together two imperfect people, so you have to have some type of compromise. So just be mindful and have boundaries and how, you know, in, on social media. Like I said, you know, it's plenty of people I know that if I didn't know them personally, I would have no idea that they even were in a relationship, had children, anything, because they post the most outlandish stuff online. So like I said, have boundaries and also communicate your likes and dislikes for the sake of your relationship. Have that conversation. I know we don't readily go into relationships thinking about social media. I know I don't, but
I don't.
That's not the thing that I'm thinking about. I'm thinking of how our personalities, you know, how does he look and do we have fun together? But social media is going to come up one way or the other. So make sure that you have those conversations, you know, communicate your expectations, communicate, you know, the likes and dislikes that you have or the deal breakers for you so that you all are on the same page. And even if something happens, it's a slip up or maybe something that they didn't know, just address it at that point in time. Don't wait till stuff festers up and you get pissed off and blow up. Have that conversation to try to nip things in the bud. And like I said before, be mindful of your partner's feelings. You know, it's not necessarily them being insecure. Maybe it is. You know, some people, we all have different levels of insecurity. And if you are doing things to, you know, heighten that, then you need to modify your behavior. Also, don't air out your dirty laundry, even though I'm telling you, it cracks me up. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it really cracks me up to see that stuff. But really, like seriously, for the sake of your relationship, don't do that. Don't bash your husband. Don't bash your wife. Don't bash your baby's mother. Don't bash your baby's father. Don't bash anybody. Well, maybe some people. Well, but just don't bash people that you're in a relationship with. Even your exes. It's like, let it be. Unless you want people to just, like I said, I'll get my popcorn and I will crack the hell up. Because I've seen statuses go from like 1 to 200 comments.
Somebody else and all their friends
get involved, and then his friends get involved. It's just, it's too much. So also, don't have conversations online that you wouldn't have in front of your spouse. So if you would not have this type of conversation, you know what's appropriate, what's not appropriate to have. So, you know, I know a lot of us, we fall into that trap. You know, somebody messages us like, think it's harmless. And over time, that person expects you to talk to them every day because you're at work and at 11 o'clock, he or she knows that you log in and y'all get to have these so-called harmless conversations. But then it grows over time. So be mindful of the communication that you're having with people without, you know, that's not in your relationship. But as I always say on the show, never let outside factors ruin your relationship. Don't let them creep into your home. Like, keep that stuff outside. So you want to make sure that you will put in your partner first, and also put yourself in their shoes. Like, would you accept this from them? If your partner was having this conversation with XYZ person online, would you appreciate that? Because yeah, you may have good intentions, but we know good and hell well that your high school crush, or your, you know, your college crush, or your ex coworker had feelings for you. So be mindful of those conversations that you are having on social media. And yeah, make certain that you celebrate the good things. So forget about airing out the bad stuff. Air out the good things. Like, oh yes, my baby bought me some flowers. I don't know. I think I'm rambling now. You got anything to add to that?
No, you're doing a great job right now. I'm actually nodding my head in agreement for most of her stuff. So yeah, I'm like this. Yes, you can't see it, but I'm nodding. Like out of control right now.
Oh, shut your face. Nodding out of control.
Out of control right now. Like, it's just going every which way.
I mean, yeah. I'm definitely not a fan of not being your significant other's friend on social media. But, I mean, if that's what works for your relationship, then so be it. So be it. I just feel some kind of way that you would want other people to be a part of your life on this level. But I'm with you, and I can't be on
part.
But I understand, you know, you want to keep it separate for the sake of your relationship. But at the same time, you might need to cut some people out of your life or block them from your social media account because they're making inappropriate comments.
Well,
so
yeah,
if the person couldn't walk up to you and your significant other and say these things to you, and it's okay, they shouldn't be okay to say that to you online. So
I like that part you just mentioned, to the point where if you can't say it in front of your significant other, then you shouldn't be saying it at all. Or if that person can't say it in front of you and your significant other, they shouldn't be saying it at all. So that holds true. I'm not knocking that. But at the same time, all that stuff by having a social media account, it allows, and being friends with each other or following, whatever you want to call it, it allows for other people to intrude and somebody to interpret it something the wrong way.
Right.
And that's my issue. So I'm like,
the misinterpretation.
Yeah, exactly. To 86,
and that's the other thing. See, sometimes your significant other cannot control what other people say
exactly.
to them. So just, you know, take a breather and just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Some people have a problem with the word sexy. I don't. You have to know what the hot button words are or statements are that your spouse doesn't like.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should necessarily address that person. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't.
Some people, like I said, the way my cousin handled it was not the best.
No, I mean,
I just thought it was so funny.
It depends. You know what I mean?
She's spoken for.
Like,
my
dude. And that's not the first time I've heard something like that.
All he said was that she looked nice. He was like, okay. He was like, jealous much?
First.
Like, but yeah.
You know, I've seen people being blocked on Instagram, you know, because their significant other had an issue with somebody posting XYZ, and then all of a sudden that person's blocked. And it wasn't even the most, you know, I guess, explicit thing to say. You know what I mean? So it depends. It just... I just think right now, at first I didn't care, but now I'm thinking to I've thought to myself, like, okay, Wally, the best situation is maybe in a relationship, folks shouldn't follow each other or friend each other, because it's just going to, at least in that regard, I feel like it will 86 the beef. There would be no situation where someone could say, okay, well, obviously this person said this about you, so this person's trying to, you know, get at you. No, that's gone. And you know, we did survive without social media within a relationship.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
We didn't have it.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
now that we have it, we have to establish some boundaries.
Why do we have to though?
Because it's a part of our everyday lives. Just like we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah, we had
a certain
beepers.
Time about, you know, a while ago. So now that we have these things, we have to adapt. It's not like we're not going to have social media anymore. We have to figure out how are we going to adapt and how is our relationship going to survive with social media. Like I said, people have access to you that
That's
wouldn't
true.
Readily have access to you. I'm connecting with people all the way from like elementary school that I haven't seen 15, 20
But where's
years.
The trust then? And where's the trust?
It's not even about the trust thing. I mean,
it is about
the trust thing, but it's like you have to just think about it. Like you have people throwing cooch at you 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
It's the temptation is even greater
but
with social media.
But it's on the individual, though? But that's
it's
only
on
individual.
The individual, but how much... You might be having a bad day. Your girl might have pissed you off. And then Joe Blow, you know, Tanya is online. You liked her from high school. She looking damn good.
Tanya
like, she look even better than...
Tanya looking real good.
Her body is tight.
Like, okay.
And Tanya
okay,
hit you I'm up like, hey, you know, I just want... Wally, how you been? You know, it's so good to see that you are doing well. You know what? I'm having this party. Won't you come through? It'd be nice to see you. Like, you know what? I don't really feel like it. She's like, well, what's wrong? Well, I'm having this issue with my girl and blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, really? Tell me about it. So, Tanya.
I'm going to talk to Tanya about my problems. Hey. Tanya don't know me like that right now. she knew me in high school.
But
Tanya
people
don't know me.
Are falling for that.
What
people
that?
Have their Tanyas and their Timothys. And they're falling for it. They have these conversations. I remember when, and I fell for it
uh-huh.
with this guy.
Uh-huh.
I remember years ago when I had broken up with my ex-boyfriend. And of course, foolish me, I had my status on there in a relationship. And I changed it to
yeah,
single.
And that's when everybody
and
comes out.
I'm
that's when everybody
you,
comes out.
All the penises that came in my inbox,
everybody
honey.
Everybody comes out.
After I broke up with this one guy, of course, he called himself, you know, consoling me. Like, oh, you know, you're such a beautiful woman and blah, blah, blah. I was like, thank you.
It.
And of course, you know, I'm down the dumps. I'm not myself. I'm heartbroken because I broke up with somebody I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. So here comes this other guy. I'm thinking, oh, he's just being my friend, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's just talking to me, helping me get through the situation. And he was like, how about I take you, you know, to wherever you want to go or take you out to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just to take your mind. I just want to be a friend.
Yeah,
and of course,
wrong. You're
of course,
right
he was
yeah.
not trying to be
of course
my. He wanted to be more than that.
Of course,
right.
So you change your status, it's a wrap.
Right,
that's it.
But I'm saying that happens a lot, and everybody doesn't have the willpower to, you know, see through that. They, you know, you're hurt at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking properly because you're emotional. So you're just like, okay, you know what? He wants to do something nice for me. Fine.
And that's one thing too in terms of social media. Once you change your status from relationship to single, oh, they're out. If you attract them, they're out. That's real talk. They
Honey,
out. They coming.
The Hawks are out.
They coming.
I remember I was getting so many messages. I'm like, I just broke up like 2 hours ago, man. I am not thinking about going on a date with anybody.
Well, you feel pretty good about yourself at that time, though. You do feel pretty good about yourself. You're like, whoa.
But the temptation is a lot greater with social media. So that's what makes it harder because it's hard to resist that one. Like I said, when it's somebody that you might have had a crush on
mm-hmm.
years ago and they're in a relationship, maybe you don't know that. Maybe you do because it might not be listed on social media. My relationship status is not listed on mine.
Mm-hmm.
So they might not know that. So you could just be entertaining these conversations, you know, like, oh, it's so good to see you again. Just catch up. How's life been? What you up to? So you guys, you know, make a pattern of talking to each other and then it can go somewhere else after that. And that's what happens in social media.
But you can do
give
that.
Give people access.
You can get folks. I feel like you can reach folks
easier access with social media.
You think so?
Yeah, because I live like maybe 5 miles from where I went to high school. And a lot of people
okay.
I went to high school with are
okay.
within a 5-10 mile radius from me. I hardly ever see them people.
Okay.
I rarely run into anybody I went to high school with. On social media, I see them all the time.
Gotcha.
So I have access. Like, I've had people hit me up. Like this one guy, I didn't really know him in high school,
mm-hmm.
but he hit me up and he was saying that he wanted to take me out. And I think we graduated together.
Mm-hmm.
but because he was able to reach me,
mm-hmm.
and he would not have been able to reach me had it not been for social media.
Gotcha.
It's people like I haven't seen in years that I happen to see on social media. Because this one guy, I had We went to elementary school together. I remember him from when I was 5-6 years old. Mm-hmm. That was the last time I saw him. I remembered him, but we reconnected mm-hmm. on social media.
Gotcha.
So you have access, but actually it's time for us to go to commercial. Yes, these commercial breaks come around and around. So keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. This is her music from Kindred. The song was Contentment. I love that song. And also, I'm coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Tonight, we're talking about social media rules of engagement. You can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Got my buddy Wally in the studio.
It's Prince Wally. How you all doing?
Whatever. Wally in the studio.
Prince? I can't be called Prince? Like, that's what we're doing? Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes. He's a Nigerian prince, everyone.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
He likes jollof rice and long walks in the park.
Yes, I do. All that
fufu,
good stuff.
Fufu, moi moi.
Moi moi, fufu.
All that.
Fried rice.
Yes, plenty of rice.
Plenty of rice.
Anyways. I asked a question, of course, we were talking about earlier, should couples share social media accounts? I'm not down with that, but if that's what works for you, it works for you. We got like a resounding no. No.
I know.
We're individuals. Why do we need to share a social media account? We don't share email accounts or our phones. Everything starts and ends with honesty and trust in relationships. No, it's like when couples sit on the same side of the table/booth in restaurants. It's just awkward for everyone else.
Wow.
If I'm a couple, I don't give a damn what's awkward for everybody else.
That's tough.
No, because somebody will get mad when they find out someone else has a secret one. Well, you shouldn't have a secret one to begin with, douchebag.
Wow, really?
I'm just saying. But no, I'm not down with it. I do know that somebody I used to date years ago, they share an account with their significant other, and I thought that was kind of weird. But I'm like, yeah. And like I said, I know it's weird to me. It's weird to a lot of people. But if it works for your relationship, let it be. I just don't want to have to give up my entire account to make a new account because we have different friends. Like, we don't have the same set of friends and family members. And then, like, somebody sent me a message. They don't know, like, is it you or is it Steve? Like, am I talking to Miss Marie or am I talking to Steven? Like, yeah.
Confusion.
Yeah, it can be a little weird. But, hey, like I said, if it works for you, make it work and don't worry about what anybody else thinks. But the other question I have is, you know, how should flirtatious or sexual comments to your spouse on social media be handled? Should you even address them? Should you ignore it? Like, what if some dude says to your chick, like, man, I just want to stick my face in that?
Oh, no, that's disrespectful.
So how would you want her to handle that?
First off, I mean, if her status says she's in a relationship and a dude says
no,
that.
No, like, we're at the point where we don't even have a status up there. It's just like.
There's no status?
No.
So obviously, dude is normal. That's my girl?
Well, she probably has pictures of you two together, like, you know, me and Bae eating ice cream.
Okay, and I'm saying, if the person that's saying that comment doesn't know that we're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I'm going to tell her, like, she needs to check him.
Should she check him or should she just delete him?
No, she should check him. Just check him. You never know. She should just check him, and that's about it.
What should she say?
She should tell him, like, you know, I got a boyfriend.
Or just like, you know what? That would be nice, but you, my boyfriend, gonna have his face all in it.
She can say that too. That's no extreme. She can say that too, though. But just make sure you just check him. Let him know that, okay, you know, I do got somebody. So you know, those kind of comments aren't really accepted over here. And that's it. Now if that dude did know that she had a dude, that's a different problem. That's a whole different situation.
There's a lot of people that don't care.
Well, then the other individual been disrespected shouldn't care either. In a different way though. You should care about putting his foot upside somebody. You know what?
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But some people don't even. You know, when I ask the question, some people say, you know, just don't address it, just ignore it.
No.
Other people. I mean, of course, I would wait for my significant other to check that person first because I don't want to have to the point of me checking them at all. I shouldn't have to check that person. But, you know, some people see things as harmful. Like, oh, she would just be a nice. Oh, you know, she ratchet. So that's how ratchet people talk. Like, I don't give a damn how ratchet she is. She about to get shot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't get. No, disrespect is disrespect. Like, regardless
right,
of fact. Like,
right,
you do know. Like, you know.
I think DDD for Life on Instagram said it best. He said, go home and do it to your man what they posted. Win-win.
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
That's a good one.
Hilarious.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because I do recall somebody saying something like that to me about, you know, taking me out. And I was like, oh, that would be nice. But actually, I'm going out with my man tonight. So, you know, I try to, you know, say it as nicely as possible. So he understood that we were not going to go out.
Exactly.
Because he didn't know, apparently.
No, it happens. Like, if you don't know, I'm not going to knock that. But if you do know, we're in a different realm, son. We're in a different realm. You can't try to disrespect somebody, period, that way. You knowing that this individual is, you know, this person follows this person or whatever, or, you know, friends with this that significant other, you can't do that.
So, I mean, there have been situations. This one dude, I guess, told his girl to remove one of her exes from, you know, Facebook. And she said she was going to do it, and he was like, okay, cool, you know. She said that she's going to delete the dude, but she never did. Who do you think she deleted?
Who she deleted?
She deleted her boyfriend.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, that was serious.
She deleted her man.
That's terrible.
He talked to her about deleting her ex-boyfriend. So she didn't delete her ex-boyfriend. She blocked him, her man.
Sorry, that's hilarious.
From her Facebook account.
That's hilarious.
I'm just like, wow, the level of disrespect.
So she chose her ex over her.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's a different beast right there, man. I can't call that one.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I don't know.
He just took it down? Like, he didn't say anything?
I don't know. I just think that's disrespectful. I don't know. I don't know them personally.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I read stuff on social media all the time, so
okay,
I don't know. I don't know what happened with that one.
Oh, man.
But I mean, that, like Dave was saying earlier, like, I get it. You know, you might not want to be friends with social media, with your significant other on social media because of how things could be interpreted. But it's like, if you're not friends, that makes me think, okay, you got something to hide. So it goes both ways for me. So I don't know. I'm just on the fence. You know,
so you like, it's a must for you? Is it a must? Like, you have to be, you know, you have to.
Why not? Whatever. I don't know. I would take issue with it, you know. But I do take issue, you know, when I meet somebody that has expressed an interest in me, and we going out, and they ask for my social media stuff. I'm like, hey, now, wait a minute. So how do you feel about that? Like, say you meet somebody, y'all talking on the phone, and they already want to know what your Facebook and stuff is. Or like, even
they're
if
have
like,
my number, right?
Like if it's online, yeah.
They already have my number.
Yeah,
they can have my Facebook. It doesn't matter. You already have my number. That's the most sacred thing anyway.
Your phone number.
If you have my number, yeah.
I don't know, because I'm like, I don't want you to be all up in my damn pictures and see who I'm friends with. Like, we could have these conversations organically. Like, why you gotta be all up in my Facebook page?
No,
I don't even know you yet. But I mean, it goes both ways. Because at the same time, I do like accept anybody on my friends list because I want them to like the show and the website and stuff. You know, for business purposes. Like, I don't take it that seriously, but at the same time, like, okay, if somebody on a personal level is trying to get to know me, or like, it could be an online thing. Like, when I was doing online dating, somebody like, well, what's your Facebook stuff? Don't worry about what my damn Facebook information is.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm like, you don't even
is that sacred to you? Is that
I know, right? I'm
like,
talking
your
about,
isn't that sacred
I'm
to
talking
you?
About I'm talking out both sides of my neck right
I'm
now.
I'm just saying, because you're not making that sacred to me. Like, my number is sacred. Like, I don't want to give you my number. I don't want you to get all access to me. You know what I mean? Though, you know, with smartphones
like,
and whatnot,
you,
like,
but you on my Facebook page, you can see like my mother, my father, and stuff like that. So I don't know.
Get a life. Tell me, get a life.
Oh, somebody text me. I do not have trust issues. Shut your face. Shut your face. I do not have trust issues.
Sorry, nah.
In my opinion, I don't.
I actually feel a certain way when someone's trying to like over the chat me.
Oh yeah, I feel you on that one.
Yeah,
we got a caller. Hold on. I think did I hit the right button. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is David again.
Oh, hello, David. What's going on?
My man, what's up, Dave?
Y'all kind of sucked me in. This is like a hot topic for me.
Really? I'm telling you, man. Go ahead. Hey, Dave, go ahead. Preach, baby. Preach.
What you got to say, Dave?
Nah. So something else I was just thinking about, and I was... So the devil, the flip side to this is, I'm not the typical guy that goes through my girl's phone, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the one time, this was years ago, a girl I used to date, the one time that I forget what happened. I think my phone broke or I was waiting on the phone from insurance, something like that. And I had to use her phone for the day just to take care of regular business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course I got curious. And, you know, I went and looked at, I think, like her Twitter account or something. And so some dude that she had been going to school with for years was direct messaging her on Twitter. Yeah, you know, I miss you so much, and you know, we should hook up, and you know, all this other stuff. So she's responding back, like, kind of downplaying it, but not really, like, oh, well, you know, I'm talking to somebody, but you
Dave,
know, if it don't work out, I'm gonna definitely get at
you. Dave,
I'm sorry to cut you off. We got to go to commercial real quick. Could you hold on for me, please?
Yeah.
Hold that thought. So we'll be right back. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Just look down at your phone. You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Happens in fairy Rizzo, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the Flow.
And we are back. You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. We're coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Also got my buddy Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What's up, folks?
And we are talking about social media rules of engagement. But you just heard music from King. That's a trio. A trio of ladies.
Oh, okay.
They go by the name of King.
King.
The song was called Hey.
Okay.
Love that song. But before we went to break, we had Dave on the line. He was talking about going through his girl's Twitter account and finding out that she was DMing some dude she went to school with. So, Dave, did you want to continue your story?
Dave?
Are you there?
Dave.
My bad.
You
yeah, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so so basically, you know, this dude she used to go to school with, you know, they were messing each other back and forth on the direct message, and, you know, she was kind of like watering down the fact that she was in a relationship. She wasn't trying to say exactly that she wasn't, but she basically tried to make it out like, well, if things don't work out, I'm going to definitely get with you.
We kinda just like, kicking it. You know, that's just Dave. He ain't nobody right now unless he messes up. Yep.
yeah, so basically, you know, kind of leaving it kind of open for the possibility. So that's the whole reason why I don't even typically like to even see stuff like that. But you know, everything happens for a reason. So
right.
You know.
Yeah, because I remember when I was seeing somebody, and you know, back when you would plug your cell phone up to somebody's computer, it would put all your pictures on the computer, and that's exactly what happened to one of my ex-boyfriends. All these naked pictures of all these random chicks were on my damn desktop.
I better never plug my phone up to your computer.
No, that was back before you. No, you know, that was back before they, you know, were more sophisticated.
Yeah, they
would dump everything on the desktop for you or the computer. So yeah, don't hook your stuff up to my computer because it might just. I don't want to see no naked photos, my man. So just spare me
for like 5-10 years of ratchetness.
I don't need to even go through somebody's phone to find something ratchet. I can just, you know, go to Instagram.
I'm not that way anymore, but I definitely have some old photos going all the way back to college, so I don't want to be judged on my past.
Yeah, I get that. Like, you should only be judged on what you're doing moving forward. But thank you, Dave. I appreciate you calling us back.
Thank you.
So, caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Big Mike.
What's up, Big Mike?
Cotton City.
So,
what's going on?
Social media rules of engagement. What did you want to add to that?
I say keep everything on social media positive.
Mm-hmm.
Try to, if, you know, just the main thing is keep positive. I mean, for me, I try to tell people what I like, you know, what I like, what I'm into. That's it. That's it. I mean,
tell what people, like, you talking about like a direct message, or are you just talking about like statuses? What do you mean?
Within your relationship, period?
I mean, like statuses.
Mm-hmm.
Statuses, because I've been in one relationship where I put that relationship status, but then when we have a misunderstanding, I think that, and from what I see, that we broke up. You know, it's just like, it's not, and I took it off.
You took off your status?
Yeah, as I was out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it's necessary to even put your relationship status on Facebook? Do you think you should just leave it as blank? Or should you put in a relationship or what?
Just don't put it out there. Because, I mean, the relationship I'm with now with my girlfriend for like almost 2 years, we don't need to express that.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that.
You know, that's how strong it is. So if anything would have happened, you know, that's when people ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
Oh, that's definitely when they want to know. I told you, I made that mistake. I took it single, and I got all the penises in my inbox within the hour.
Yeah,
so thank you, Big Mike. I appreciate you calling.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And thanks for playing. I mean, I see y'all playing that King.
Yeah, King is awesome. I love King. So
yeah, they coming to. I heard they coming to DC on 9:30 Club June 3rd.
Oh snap! I will have to be there. Are you going to the Foreign Exchange concert?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it for that one.
All right then. Well, thank you, Big Mike. Take care. So yes. So don't even, yeah, I think I kind of agree with that. Of course, I want somebody to claim me. You better be claiming me. But at the same time, I don't really think it's necessary for you to put in a relationship or single, because people are nosy. As soon as you make one little change, they go crazy. Because I had removed like my relationship status altogether off of Facebook, and I was getting messages like, "Yo, what's going on? What's going on?" I'm like, "Nothing's going on. Like, leave me the hell alone. It's not that serious."
It's a good test, though.
I'm in a relationship with... I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
It's a test.
I'm not even going to say that.
It's a good test, though.
I know.
It's a good test.
You know, because I have posted some phony stuff on, like, places that I was supposedly... You know, people want to be in your business. Like, I put recently, like, oh, shopping for new houses. I wasn't. No, I'm not shopping for no damn new house.
It's a very
I just happened
test.
To be in a model home, just checking it out. Like, I'm not on the market for a new house. People are like, good luck with your new home.
No, believe me.
I'm not buying a new house. Not
no,
right
it's
now.
It's a good test. It is a very good test.
It is.
Ever do the trick of saying you're in a relationship? Like, just change it, just to do it? Just for fun? Watch. It's kind of cool.
You know what's funny now that I think about it? A few months ago, I was at my cousin's house.
Uh-huh.
And her friend had a little boy, a baby boy. This is cute as he could be. So she gave him to me because I was the bustier of the bunch. Because she said, you know, he'll fall asleep as soon as you put him on your chest. And that's exactly what he did.
Uh-huh.
So I took a picture of me and the baby. I said, you know, something. I hashtag motherhood.
And everybody was
and
like,
I got messages on Facebook about, oh my gosh, congratulations. I didn't know you had a baby. And of course, I let the story ride. I'm like, first of all, I had seen this dude at least 6 months prior. So if I had a child, I would have been obviously showing that I was pregnant.
Of course, of course.
So I let the story ride. I say, yeah, you know, my son's father left me and, you know, I just need help. I'm going through some things. He was like, you know, I would have loved to have been, your man and, your I would love to take care of you and your son and blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
Lisa's
man.
Lisa's a good dude.
No. No, he's not. I was like, this dude is dumb as a pile
Why
of tin bricks.
He said, he'll take care of you and your
10 pounds
and
of bricks,
kid.
I should say, not 10 bricks.
He would take, that's terrible. He said, he'll take care of you and your kids.
Come
that's
on now.
Dude, right?
We haven't even had that. You know, if I go back to Facebook, I'm going to find those messages. But I'm just like, okay, if we really had a connection, you would have known that I was pregnant. Like, clearly we have no connection. Are you talking about you going to take care of me? We went out like one time.
He was willing to take care of
no
you,
No, the
though.
Hell he was. He wanted to take care of this thing because he knew it was right. That's what he wanted to take care of.
Oh, my God. Arrogance. Jesus Christ.
But I know, right? But I'm talking about, you know, you just, like, he really thought that I had a baby. And I let the story ride. You know, social media, I tell you. I was like, yeah. I said, he looks just like me, too. Because this baby was just as chocolate as he could be. And I'm just as pale as can be. I was like, he looks just like me, don't he? But that was a cute baby. But
strong genes.
Yeah,
strong
that genes. That guy thought I had a baby, and he was just so ready to get in line to take
ready.
Care of me and my imaginary son. So
he stepped to the plate?
Oh, please. How are you going to step up to the plate for somebody that you don't even know?
Hey.
That sounded like it was a trap, just like the dude that tried to get at me when I had first broken up.
Hey. Quality individual.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's another thing. People on social media, everything that you read ain't real.
Exactly.
Everything that you read is not real. And don't believe the people that are gassing your head up, because I've seen some ghetto, fabulous, hood rat, ratchetness on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter from like the ugliest pair of people I have ever seen in life with my four eyes. And they getting like 2,000 likes. I'm like, come on now.
Oh, yeah,
her
likes.
Outfit is all the way from Rave. Her outfit costs all of $10. If it rains, her outfit is going to rip. So
likes aren't an indication of how cool you really are.
No,
that's
they are
I'm
not.
Say. That's all I'm gonna say.
They definitely
that's
are
all I'm
not.
Going to say. I'm
likes
like that.
Are not a real indication of anything.
Exactly. I just want y'all to know that.
So please keep that in mind. Like, sir, you are not that cute,
exactly.
And neither are you, ma'am. And those shoes are not that cute. Like, I have to keep my mouth shut because the times that I've said things.
You do, though. You really do, though.
No.
You really should, though.
I know. I should.
I've seen you in action. You really should, though.
Whatever. I'm a nice person, damn it. But anyways, we got to go to break.
Somewhat.
So keep it right here on the flow. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. Don't forget, April 26th, we're going to do the brunch. Tickets go on sale in 15 minutes. That's midnight at stillsingle.eventbrite.com. Come to the brunch. Let's talk, let's eat, and let's have a good time. So keep it right here on the flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At Highway...
I just wanna let you know, lately, I've been spending you in my car, lately, love. Just tell me, won't you tell me what you know, tell me, girl, baby, tell me, is there something wrong? Well,
Lorenzo, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got my buddy Wally in the studio.
Hello, nice people.
Thank you for joining me tonight. Appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Anytime?
Anytime.
Say that now.
Wait, wait. I said loosely. So hold on. Anytime.
That you're available.
Yeah, exactly. That's better.
Yeah, okay,
better.
Great. Well, we're coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check out This Date Is Over Radio each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and whatnot. You just heard music from Iman Omari. I'm stuck on all of his albums right now, and the song was I'll Do Anything For You. Love that song. You put that on your boom boom mix, your baby making mix. Hello.
Where's 112 at?
They're not together anymore. They're out with Day 26 right now. they're having drinks with Day 26.
Yeah,
and
with
Total
you.
And
Total, exactly.
And the Locks.
The Locks Total.
And speaking of Bad Boys, since we talking about Bad Boys, I'm gonna say rest in peace. Like, what, how many years has it been since Notorious B.I.G. passed
crazy.
Away? Was it 97?
It was 96, 97.
So that was like 14 years ago?
Yeah, geez. R.I.P. I'm a Tupac
fan. Can I do math? Is that 14?
I'm just going with the flow. I'm going with the flow.
I don't know. That's not 14. That's 17.
Yeah.
I
said yes just to say yes. I ain't going to lie. That's just what I do sometimes.
Dumb as a pile of bricks right now. I was very good at math in my former life. But we are talking about social media rules of engagement. And on Facebook, you know, I asked, you know, is it necessary to have that conversation with your spouse about what to and what not to post? And people were saying, like, that's, you shouldn't even have to do that. People should just know. They should have common sense. But I said, everybody's level of common sense ain't the same. So, you know, some people might not be posting outlandish things. You know, it could be somebody saying, hey, you know, could I get my prayer warriors together? You know, my man lost his job. He got an interview today. Could you, like, just say a prayer for him? And, you know, to her, that's fine. But to him, he's like, whoa, why you got to let everybody know that I don't have no damn job? But, I mean, it's small stuff like that, that can really set a person off. So I definitely believe it's necessary to have those conversations, you know, what to and what not to post. Because what's common sense to you is not common sense to everybody else. And just like, you know, in any relationship, communication is very important. And I think a lot of us take that for granted and think, well, he should just know what I like and what I don't like. She should just know. She should know better. Well, maybe she don't know better. Maybe that's how she was raised, you know?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
And she just doesn't know any better.
She knows nothing.
You would like to think that the person would know better, but sometimes they don't, and it's just a harmless mistake. So definitely keep those lines of communication open with your significant other when it comes to social media, and really talk about it. Like, do you want to really have a relationship with your significant other on
social media?
Like, do you want to be together? And I said 14. Yes, I corrected myself, Dave. Thank you. I said 17.
She did.
Yes.
Quick.
I wasn't paying attention. So
it's okay.
Whatever. It was 17 years ago.
It happened.
Rest in peace to Notorious B.I.G.
R.I.P.
So it's almost time for us to get out of here. So Wally, you got any parting words for the good people out there?
Yeah, this is what I want to say. Like, marking territory is an overrated thing in social media. You need not to do that. Like, if somebody has like 80
Excuse
comments.
Excuse me, my man. She's spoken for.
All right. Be honest with you. If a chick is, I'm a dude. So I'm gonna say, if a chick's comment on my status, like, enough times, and you feel like you got to comment on every status, that's a problem for you, not for me. It's a problem for you because you're insecure. So I'm just saying, like, if you're in a relationship in that situation and you have to make a comment every status to mark your territory, you all need to have a discussion in life. I'm just being real. A discussion in life, and you got to really observe what you're doing wrong in life. Like, you got to do that. Like, you got to check yourself.
Yeah.
Man, you got to do some counseling.
Yeah, some people do need to have some counseling, but I think that social media brings a lot of people's insecurities to light.
Yeah.
And as I said before, sometimes we make our partner feel insecure by our actions. So be mindful of how you are conducting yourself online. Be mindful of how loose you are sounding or looking with your pictures and this, that, and the other. Be mindful of your cheap clothes. Ladies, please, good God. It's this girl, she posts like the cheapest Gallo...
Say her name.
2 for $7.99
You know you want to. Say
I will
name.
Not say her
you know
name.
You know you want to. You know you want to. You
know, I'm gonna just leave it be. But you know don't let the likes gas you up.
What?
And if you feel like you're getting more attention online than you are with your spouse, then you need to have a conversation with your spouse before you head into the wrong direction. Yeah, I know temptation. We should be able to resist temptation, but sometimes we get weak. The flesh is weak. So, yeah, you know, have those conversations and don't hide behind social media when you are having issues in your relationship. Just make certain that you, you know, talk to your spouse and do not let outside factors disturb the peace in your own home. Talk to your man. Have sex with your man. Have sex with your woman. Do all those dirty things that you were thinking about doing with Tanya, with your lady. But I digress because we got to get out of here. Got about 4 minutes before the tickets go on sale, so go to stillsingle.eventbrite.com to join us for the brunch on April 26th. We'll be back here next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can also check the website out, thisdateisover.com. You can hit me up too, even though the conversation is ending on the air. You can keep in touch with me. My email address is info@thisdateisover.com. But once again, I thank you guys so much for joining me tonight, and come back next week. Have a great week. I ain't got nothing else to say. What about you, Ollie?
Sayonara.
Did you have to shout, though?
I would say sayonara. That's how I talk. I'm sorry. Was that that loud, though?
Yeah, you were.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
But,
sayonara.
But anyways, sayonara. We got to go. So thank you guys so much. And come back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Go to the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at dateisover. And that's it. God night. God night. I was trying to say God bless and good night at the same time. God night. Yeah.
Judge my volume.
Good night.
And my voice.
Take care till we meet again. Bye bye.